Are you ready?
Yeah, let me make sure this.
You beat me in the last game with wet.
I did beat you.
With wet.
With wet, did I?
It's not a riderly word.
That's what should have happened after that. I would laughter if I go. No, say what I did again.
You beat me in letterpress with the word wet.
There you go. I'm just trying to make magic happen. Oh. Hey, everybody, welcome to Play This Podcast. I'm Carlos Rodella, one of your hosts. I'm joined with me by my usual co-host, Mr. Jason Cross.
Hey, Carlos, how's it going?
I'm fine. You're drinking a Coke today.
I am.
Need some energy?
Yes.
All right.
I need some caffeine.
I'm drinking water, which is not sexy. With us, guest usuals back, Mr. Alex Waro, DJ A-Dubs.
Hey, Carlos.
Hi. Why do you sound timid?
Because I'm not drinking anything and I'm so thirsty.
Oh, are you looking at my water longingly?
Yep.
You can't have any. With us, a special guest is Cesar Quintero from Area 5. What is that?
I don't know. It's the stock laugh.
That's the, I'm here on the show.
Yeah. Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
He's my good buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's also a great filmographer and, well, cinematographer. What do you want to call yourself? Everything.
They call us predators, actually.
That doesn't sound good,
producer,
though.
Producer
that does
editors.
Not sound right.
Oh, that producer editors. Awesome. Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Predator, Cesar, is in the
area. So give us the lowdown on Area 5.
So Area 5 is a production company. We used to be 1UP Video, makers of the 1UP Show. Yep.
Applause.
Show co-op.
I know all
3.
About the
all
1UP
of you pour
show.
One out.
And, you know, video guys extraordinaire until we broke out and did our own thing and became the A-team of video. Area 5 team of video.
Wait, which one
is
you?
That's a good question, actually.
You Murdoch?
I like to think I'm BA, you know.
Okay. But who are you really? Everybody nice. Wants to be BA.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys are all BA. They're ask the same question. They're all like, I'm BA.
Well, it's an entire van full of BAs.
How do they get anywhere if they can't fly?
That's right. Yeah, I know.
We all drive a van. Each one of us has a van.
So it's you and Matt.
It's me, Matt Chandernay, Jason Bertrand.
Well, he's obviously Murdoch.
Yes,
Matt.
It's
Matt
true. He Murdoch. Has to be, yeah. And then Ryan O'Donnell. And altogether, we combine to make Area 5.
Or Voltron.
Or Voltron.
Depending on the mood.
Depending on the job. So, you know, we do still do a lot of game stuff. If you have seen any videos on Call of Duty Elite, we probably did it. We do a lot of those. And we've recently completed our first 3D production, which is a 3D series of TED Talks.
And I'm so excited to see these.
Yeah, so if you go out and Google, it's the TEDx Golden Gate Park series. So if you just go on YouTube for any of those videos, you can watch them in 2D or 3D.
Because YouTube is doing 3D now.
They do. Yeah. They natively support 3D.
Cool. Well, yeah, you always work with big companies now. It's kind of fun to see all your productions going into the stratosphere.
We're still experimenting, but it's a lot of fun stuff in the wings.
Well, I think you're always cutting edge. You guys are always like, "Hey, Carlos, hey, I got this new camera. We're going to try this thing." And like again, that's how you guys are doing 3D. That's really cool.
You guys did that Street Fighter documentary, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right before that, if anyone bought the 25th anniversary collection of Street Fighter, you'll find the documentary that we did. It's on the Blu-ray, the 25th anniversary of Street Fighter. We flew to Japan to interview a bunch of the pros, developers, and musicians. So
that's super cool.
Nice.
Well, by the way, off after the show, I got to get my copy of that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
What's the best thing you played this week?
That's a large question.
That was a large
Very
breath
large
before
question.
It.
I think the thing I'm most stuck on right now, because it's surprisingly so good, or I'm so hooked into it, when I thought I wouldn't be, is Assassin's Creed 3. That's such a stock AAA
wow.
answer.
Okay. Mm. We had some thoughts about
but
that.
It's really fun, surprisingly. Like, I played, you know, the last 2, 3, in between, you know, 1 and 2. I guess it's 2. But the combat is... drew me in better, more than I thought they would. They took some of like the Batman-ish elements and brought it
in.
So it's a little more quick timey. The location, while I was afraid it wasn't going to be as large in scale, is actually more fun than I thought to explore.
We'll have to talk after the show about it, because I have some real glaring problems with it. I mentioned on this podcast before.
Yeah. Nate and I've been playing a lot too. So
but crazy. Pro is Native American. Hello. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
So besides all that stuff we're going to talk about, what else are we going to talk about on the show, Mr. Jason Cross?
This is our special Christmas episode.
Yay!
It's all Christmas stuff all the time.
It is all Christmas all the time.
Right. So and we're going to be talking about, we put together a playlist of unique Christmas songs. We're going to run down the playlist.
Some of us put together a playlist. I don't know if all of us did. Did we?
I'm not
the special guest Cesar Quintero. I'm looking squarely.
I've got a song I can throw in.
What do you want me to add?
Just like, a song.
There's like six Christmas songs.
There is not. You'll notice from our playlist that there's more than that.
Yes, considerably.
Thank you.
So we have that, and we're going to put that. That's up on Groove Shark, and we're going to put a link in the show notes. And we're going to talk about some of our favorite Christmas movies and that you can go try to stream or rent online or whatever. And some other, you know, sort of web videos and stuff like that that we like for Christmas. And we're going to talk about Christmas in games.
Just a little bit, because I
looked into this, and there's not really a lot of games about Christmas.
Yeah, there's some that take place during Christmas, which we'll talk about, and some things like that have Christmas in them
as part of it, but not as the whole game.
But
I think games factors in. If you've been playing games since you're a kid, like Christmas and games go hand in hand.
Oh yeah, so that's what you get at Christmas.
That's what you get, and then and you have time off and stuff like that, and you can from school and everything, and you play, and
that's
there's like memories there.
As early as I can remember, it was that, you know, circling things in the catalog. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or even like it was Electronics Boutique, I guess, catalog before the GameStop. And I'd be like, I need to get that
Electronics Boutique, and what was it, Babbage's
and Software, etc.
Let's start there. Let's start talking about the games.
Oh, cool!
That's fun.
We can start with games.
Yeah.
Well, I had a one thing on the list was Animal Crossing, because, you know, when you have Animal Crossing during Christmas time, you get a present, and then it's, you know, all the Christmas lights are going on and it's snow out there.
Yeah, you can do Christmas trees and stuff.
Christmas trees and stuff. But I remember one specific memory I had. It was on the DS, not 3DS, just DS. Mm-hmm. And I was in a hotel for that Christmas, and I was by myself, and it was just kind of like fairly not happy. You know, the best Christmas in the world. And I flipped over my Animal Crossing, and I was like, I get a present today. Like, literally, and it gives you, like, a little Nintendo game, you know, like an actual NES game to play. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, just having that little kind of miniature world at Christmas was, like, a good memory for me. But just the idea of getting a present, like, in a little world of Animal Crossing.
Super cool.
Christmas. I wish more games did that kind of thing that Animal Crossing does, where it's aware of the date and does stuff.
Right. Like your birthday and different things like that. So.
Yeah.
That's all Christmas memory.
Yeah. I remember getting wished a happy birthday by Seaman.
That weird looking thing.
And I remember I forget what they did. Yeah, but he did something for Christmas too, like, you know, Merry Christmas or something like that. You know, he said
they did. Shenmue was famous for sort of keeping track of the date.
Yep,
and
that's
they had Santa
one.
In Shenmue.
Yep, which by the way was carrying an umbrella.
Yeah.
Every time I saw him walking around, he'd have an umbrella, and I'm like, "What are you doing, Santa?" It just felt out of place. It's out of character for Santa.
He's having an umbrella.
He did.
Alex, is there a particular game that you remember having Christmas in it?
I have to say, like, coming to this themed episode, I realize I don't really have a lot of strong ties. Like, Christmas to me...
I just realized I don't like Christmas.
No, like, I love Christmas, and I definitely, growing up, got a ton of fantastic gifts from my family that were amazing, but I don't have any, like, strong... Like, I never had that, like, N64 kid moment where you're just, like, ripping open a package and freaking out and, like, running around.
Aww. Well, you need to have that.
It was always much more...
Oh, let's get...
I know, we
Nintendo.
Should get him something to just open.
I mean...
That'd be weird now, though.
Recreate it. I know.
We, like, have, like, snow falling outside, like, with little bags
like
of
a Nintendo
fake
64.
Snow.
Like, yeah, exactly.
like every kid, I would spend... Well, not... Like, every really nerdy kid, I would spend my Christmas breaks playing games, but, like, none of them were, like... Christmas theme. Like, I spent one break playing a MUD, like a multi-user online, like, really hardcore. I spent one Christmas, like, playing World of Warcraft really hardcore, which has its own, like, snow thing.
They do.
It's kind of Christmassy.
They do the Father Winter Festival or whatever.
Yeah.
I just remember when you were saying that Super Nintendo, John Madden Football. I remember getting that, like, for a Christmas.
John Madden Football was awesome.
Which is amazing. The first time, like, you know, throwing the ball and it's fumbling and stuff. But there was snow. Like, you do a snow game, remember?
On the field?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And there's the first time you, like, turned it snow and everybody slipped around a lot.
Whoa.
So it's, like, snowing outside, and I got John Madden Football for Christmas, and it's in the snow, too.
Aww.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
So, that's what you missed.
But, like, to me, like, I don't have any, like, strong, iconic memories of, like, one Christmas where I had the perfect game or the perfect whatever. Like, it's all just been pretty great.
Well, yeah, I mean, the memories are
your
one thing.
Your life is just too good for a game to have really lifted your spirits that much.
People need to have terrible lives to have the games, like, bring them up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that builds that strong memory where you're...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were, like, unhappy in a hotel and stuff like that, and then it's, like, really special when the Animal Crossing...
Then you got
a
Nintendo
present.
Game.
Like, that's really cool.
And I can't remember.
Yeah. You also said something about elf bowling.
Well, first I want to say... We'll go back to Elf Willing because I think that's going to be a longer discussion. But Raw Danger. Do you remember Raw Danger? I know Cesar does.
Disaster
Report, Raw Danger.
Yeah.
There's these survival games that are like still great.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, you have to survive this kind of crazy catastrophic event. And I think it was Raw Danger was when everything was flooding, which I don't know, too soon, but East Coast.
too soon every year.
Too soon every year. But anyway, it was really cool and weird, and you're like really afraid. And there's actually a cold level. You can actually get like too cold.
Okay.
You know, because you're getting wet and it's cold outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I think it was supposed to be around Christmas when this happened, which, by the way, bad luck. And there was a Santa outfit you could get. You know the Japanese, how they do all these like special outfits in the games. So at some point, I thought it was just kind of weird that I'd be like, running around like this terrible disaster zone, like in a Santa outfit.
Yeah.
I was like, I think this is kind of off for the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember that being a Christmas weird memory.
Could you collect supplies in your bag?
No.
Could you have like a doll?
You just had your regular knapsack.
Damn.
You know, I do have a special Christmas memory, but it didn't happen to me. It happened to my brother. We were, you know, when you're a kid, games cost $70, you know, $80 for cartridges back in the SNES days.
Some of the good ones.
Some of the good ones, right? So, like, you'd ask for cartridges when you're, like, you know, 10, 11 years old. I remember my brother one year, he'd just gotten a Game Boy, and he was asking for games for my parents. My parents, you know, not being very knowledgeable about games, bought him Last Action Hero for Game Boy. And I got something awesome like Metroid or something. But I'm sitting here with Metroid, and he's sitting there with Last Action Hero, and he's just like, nah. It's like the saddest.
He's like, this game's okay, but
I know.
Dude, you must have been so excited about Metroid.
I was super
excited. That's the video game equivalent of getting the like awful sweater from your aunt.
Yeah.
And this was Santa's gift. You have to wear it or you're going to make them feel bad.
The Christmas Story bunny suit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
my mom got me a Bugsby once. Like, no, it was not even that. It was Bugsby 3D or something.
Whoa. Right.
Like in polygon. You can't even see what's going on.
You know, the old EGM guys love that game.
Bugsby 3D?
Yeah, Bugsby 3D.
Maybe it's just Bubsy then he got me. Or Bugsy.
Bugsy.
Right, yeah.
But the 3D version was the CD one, like the crazy weird one.
Oh, no, she must have got me it was a Super Nintendo one, I think, maybe. Or
maybe N64?
My memory is going, as we can see.
Bubsy.
I say something and I go, I don't know what happened.
Wait, as we're talking about this, you guys are like reawakening old memories, right? Like, it's like uncovering, and I'm not sure if they're good memories.
All of a sudden, you're just going to start weeping.
Yeah, but I do remember I was living in Louisiana with my family and when I was a little kid, and like they had gotten me a Genesis for Christmas, and we didn't have a ton of money, and I feel like it was like relatively close to when it came out because I was pretty young, so it was a huge deal. And I remember like sitting on the floor of our house for the next like 2 days almost straight, like just not going out. Like family would come over and visit and we'd have dinner, and then they would leave and I would stay there and keep playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and it was fantastic.
Because it's a console, too. That's a whole world.
Yeah.
Like, when you get a new game, that's really cool. But if you get a new console, you're like,
oh,
the possibilities.
Oh,
you know,
dude,
remember on the side of the box, you like see all the games are coming out for you.
Man,
that could be that one. I could get that someday.
Yep.
Which is TurboGrafx for me. But anyways. Well, we're going way off the rails now because, like, there's games and then there's memories. We could do memories probably all day.
Yeah.
But I will say Elf Bowling. What's up with Elf Bowling? Why was it such a hit?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, but it then became a cartridge too.
Really?
It was like a Game Boy game, and there was like, I think it was just Game Boy, or maybe it was a.
I totally missed all this.
Simple, addictive concept, man. It's just like, how did Angry Birds get ported onto PSN? You know, it's like.
But I mean, Angry Birds versus Elf Bowling. It's just bowling, and you knock down elves. Like that's it.
Yeah, my mom loves that game.
See?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's simplistic. That simplistic addictive quality, you know that. Makes those games good.
Elf Bowling makes me angry for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have rage against elves?
I guess so. Maybe that's it. Maybe one of my deep-seated memories is going
to
come out during the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go back to that. Let's go to...
That's enough. Let's start talking about our movie list.
Movies, yeah. Oh.
Nice.
Now, sorry, I talked over it already. I say that every time Jason plays a song he likes, he just has this like boyful grin. It's really fun to watch.
I have to do that, or nobody's going to watch the video. I have to.
Yeah, it's got
to
be that.
Got to have the video.
You're selling it for the video.
That's right.
Backturned the whole
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies.
That was not a Christmas movie.
No.
It just has a Christmas. It's always Christmas in heaven.
It's
every
Christmas.
Day is Christmas
yeah,
in
yeah.
heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what heaven is. It's Christmas.
It's from
true.
The end of Monty Python, Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life, which is a good movie. And if you youngins out there haven't seen it.
Funny.
Is it Netflixed?
I actually don't know where you can
use caniistreamit.com and find out.
Yeah. Can I stream?
Were you?
Yeah. That's one of my apps I brought today. Actually.
Is it? Oh.
No, it's fine. I've okay. been others.
Yeah. Cesar's done with the podcast.
Yeah, he's I'm got done. I'm left. Out of here.
So, favorite movies. Before we get, I mean, we all added a bunch of stuff.
Again,
I
have someone else didn't add one. I have got to start with
Jingle All the Way, because we've talked about the Schwarzeggedathon.
No, put those arms back down.
Yes.
You put those arms back
down.
Yes,
Arnold and Sinbad. Are you kidding?
The worst.
Come and watch Jingle All the Way.
So we talked about Schwarzeggedathon, but
please do that
since
more.
You don't know about it, Cesar, he and his girlfriend are going through the entire Schwarzenegger film catalog.
Nice.
And have saved Jingle All the Way for Christmas time. And you watched it now?
Yeah, we watched it last night.
What's the verdict?
Last night.
I mean, maybe it bears a second viewing to really appreciate all the nuances. But I'm pretty sure that movie's terrible. That movie is really...
It's really bad.
And we've
What's
watched
the toy
most
called that they're fighting over again?
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man. That's right.
The problem with that movie is it's not even the best Sinbad movie. That's how bad it is.
Oh, of course. I mean,
wait, what's the better Sinbad movie? What's another Sinbad movie? Sinbad?
Doesn't Sinbad?
The movie?
Yeah. Doesn't he take the high seas and fight the... I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a different Sinbad.
Yeah.
Sinbad.
Maybe they team up? I don't know.
I think the problem with that movie in the first place is it's a comedy and it has Arnold in it. And
it has Arnold in it trying to do funny slaps.
Although he did Twins, and that was like
that's true.
So Twins and Kindergarten Cop work because Arnold is not the funny one. He's the straight man.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like funny around him, and it's so funny the weird situation he's in. Like that's why it works. He can't be the funny guy. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's all the way. Like, it's bad.
It's not terrible. It's just not funny. It's like it's just an hour and a half of you watching Arnold just sort of monologue, and then occasionally other people
and
pop
run
in
around.
And yeah,
he just
and,
runs around
and just
a lot.
Yeah, around.
And yell and run and
I need that toy.
I need that toy.
Give it to me now.
I can't do that accent. You did put something on the thing though, which is the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Okay, so this is way better.
Okay.
But also way worse, but kind of way better to watch.
It's so much better. So, it's worth watching.
I guess the reason I was so mad about Jingle All the Way is it's a bad movie, but it's not a fun bad movie to watch. Like it's just kind of boring after the first 20 minutes because you see everything coming and you're just like, all right, whatever, fine.
That's fair.
It never transcends that like B movie kind of bad comedy. The Star Wars Holiday Special is fantastic. Like it aired in 1978 only once, I think, ever in its full length. It's like an hour and a half long. And you can't find it anywhere.
Except you found it on the YouTubes.
I found most of it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So if you search YouTube, there are a lot of really terrible screen grabs from like TVs in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of playlists that put them all together. So it's about like 11 videos, 10 minutes each or so. But there's pieces missing. And there's like one video usually that's been taken down by Fox. And it's probably okay that you can't see the whole thing start to finish because it's really bad.
Because your eyes will
really
burn
bad.
At some point.
Yeah. Like it's really well, I mean, I don't. It's probably great if you're eight. Like
what's the premise of it?
Yeah, I think I've seen a clip of it. Isn't it like C-3PO and like R2-D2? Like...
Yeah, so everyone comes back. Like,
yeah.
It's in 78. It's Star Wars is really popular, and so they do a TV special that Lucas kind of agreed to but didn't really have any involvement with and didn't really like. And what it is the storyline is like Chewie has to get home to celebrate Life Day. So you see Chewie's family, which is really cute. They're like Lumpy and Itchy and like Mala or something.
Itchy?
Yeah, Itchy. Yeah.
Well, when you're all hairy, I mean, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess it is Itchy.
Yeah, I mean...
His name's Chewie.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, yeah, that's funny. Chewie's okay.
Chewie's
right?
all right.
I'm
but
fine
itchy,
with Chewie. Itchy,
far.
Come on, let's go.
And Chewie's canon. This whole, as far as I know, like they retcon all the names, so they're different names now. But like, you see Chewie's family, and like Chewie has to get home, but he's being hunted by the Imperials. So like, there's a weird bit of like slave trading, and there's like they have to sneak him in, and like the stormtroopers come in and give everyone a hard time. But interspersed with all this drama, there's like a cooking show, and there's like a little cartoon interlude, and there's like an adventure.
It's like kind of dark. Actually.
It's like a typical, you know, holiday special.
I
have to get home for Christmas. And
I was wondering why they took it down. You said is because they don't want anybody to ever see that again.
No,
they're like, why did they destroy that?
In fact, they never
all
made
the negatives are destroyed.
Yeah,
after it aired, on TV, they kind of disavowed all. They never aired it again.
Yeah.
They never made videotapes. Wow. Nothing. They're like, wow, that was bad.
Yeah, as far as I know, the only way to see it is to catch recordings of the original broadcast on YouTube, and you'll also see snippets of it in documentaries about Star Wars and
right.
Like, so it's out there, and maybe someday they'll like repackage it and actually get.
Well,
it
Disney owns it now.
So, oh, that's right.
You know
Disney,
how much
yeah.
they love to repackage and
right. That's true.
They're like Disney's. Yeah. Yeah. Blast from the past.
But it's worth looking up on YouTube and taking a spin down memory lane.
That's awesome.
To go from really bad to really good, at least yeah. in my opinion.
Okay.
One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time is One Magic Christmas.
Okay.
Now, not many people have seen this. I'm guessing none of you have.
I have not.
With
never
the
heard
blank
it.
Stares everywhere.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it stars Mary Stuart Masterson, which I can never say her name right. And it's basically, I think she's the only main star, except the guy who plays Gideon. It's going to kill me now. I'll put it in the show notes, but you all know who that is. He plays like an angel who like kind of watches over this family who's pretty poor. Basically, I'll give you the idea of the story, but why it talked to me is because I grew up hells of poor, and these guys were really poor, and it spoke to me like, oh, they can't even afford, you know, just getting some of the basic presents for the kids and stuff. And so things go from bad to worse, and instead of it just getting like pretty like, oh, we can make it through the Christmas holidays, no, it just gets really bad, and I don't want to spoil anything, but it gets bad, their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Their family situation, and it's something really bad happens, and all of a sudden this angel kind of is watching over them, kind of changes things a bit, maybe rewinds time or something, and
does
then
he fly around the earth in the opposite direction.
Nice, he doesn't
times,
do Superman.
Or,
no, okay. No, but he does something the magical, i.e., One Magic Christmas, and then there's a different kind of ending, and I'm telling you, I can't really say much about what happens because okay. I want you to be surprised. But
they all die.
They all die at the end. Yeah.
They all go to heaven where it's Christmas.
Where
every
it's Christmas
day.
Every day.
Fantastic.
Beautiful segue.
When did it come out? And like, where can I find it?
It is on. I did. Can I stream it? So can I stream it? If you do One Magic Christmas, you'll find all the different places.
Yep.
It's on, you know, the Amazons and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was this, it's 80s, sometime in the 80s it came
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it holds up. Some okay. of those 80s things don't, but this yeah. one definitely does. Because it's a story about, you know, a struggling family and then some sort of magical thing entering into their world and changing something that terribly bad happens
nice.
To something really cool. One Magic Christmas.
All right. Other great 80s movies. Holiday movies.
Yeah, holiday movies.
Obviously, everybody always brings this up, but it deserves to be there. Die Hard.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Yep.
It's totally Christmas. It's a Christmas party in Nakatomi Plaza.
It they features sing, Carl
they sing,
Winslow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they sing Let It Snow at the end.
They do,
yeah,
that's right.
It's
that's
like, right. Well, they drive away playing to the song.
There's a little broken glass in the middle of that, but you know.
Yeah.
There's, walking you know, out
there's
broken glass.
Of also one of the best action movies ever, but totally a Christmas movie.
That one stands up pretty good, too, when I go back to it.
Oh, yeah. It like, holds up better than any of the other Die Hards.
Oh, easily,
yeah. The first
easily,
one is still obviously the best.
Yeah.
That's your Christmas action movie.
That is only one of them.
The other Christmas
I
action movie
put
is
Lethal Weapon on there.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Really?
I don't know why this is.
People forget that's a Christmas movie.
Well,
really?
Like it takes place around Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But isn't only one of the days in the story somewhere on Christmas, or?
Yeah, because it takes place over multiple days.
Yeah.
So one day is Christmas, and it ends at Christmas with them by the tree and stuff. And,
spoiler.
Oh, I forget about and, that. Yeah.
You can't spoiler a 30-year-old movie.
I just say it every time.
In fact, one of the last.
Wait, did you just say 30-year-old movie?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
almost.
My goodness.
It should be almost,
old.
Right? If it's 84 or.
I know, I just felt like every part of my being become
no,
older.
I have that problem.
20-year-old movie,
Amber
maybe.
Posted okay. something on Facebook saying my problem is I think 1990 was 10 years ago. It's like, yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah.
No, I think one of the last scenes is where Riggs gives Murtaugh for Christmas the bullet he was going
right.
to shoot himself
you're right.
with
yeah.
and stuff. And there's a scene in a Christmas tree lot and everything. It's totally a Christmas
You're bringing
movie.
It all back up. Yeah, it totally is a Christmas
people,
film.
Everyone forgets. But
I
Christmas
totally
movie.
Forget.
I've never seen this
movie. I have an action film in the wings as well for this selection.
Go ahead.
And it's
Christmas action movies. You could do a whole...
It's,
like film thing.
You could, yeah.
Or like part of a podcast.
Well, actually, so I started out with two, and I narrowed it down to one. The second one, the runner-up, was actually Legion. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, but it's incredibly bad in an awesome way.
Sounds familiar, but I remember.
Because it's about the birth of the Neo-Christ. And the whole movie is them mowing down angels, which are trying to stop the Neo Christ from being born.
It can't be worse than Woodland Critter Christmas South Park episode.
That's true. I just watched that last night, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then I actually settled on Reindeer Games, which is my all-time favorite action, bad action movie.
Is that Ben Affleck, right?
Ben Affleck, Charlize Theron, Gary Sinise, too, actually. Oh. It's a pretty good cast. Really bad movie. Hilarious to watch, especially while intoxicated on eggnog. So,
okay.
So you heard it here first. That's your eggnog movie, your action eggnog movie.
Right.
I just thought of something real quick. We were talking about them.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, And automobiles. That's Thanksgiving or Christmas?
No.
Oh God.
I know. I think it's Thanksgiving.
It's Christmas. No, I think, he has Christmas. Gifts.
Yeah,
at
I think
some
they
point.
Have. I think they're going home.
Oh, Cesar's looking it up.
I'm on it.
There's definitely snow, but they're in the.
Okay, let me tell you. We'll one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
And I was just at home. I was visiting my brother for Thanksgiving. We watched it over Thanksgiving. That's why I was thinking that maybe that's it. But that should be on there.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to go with. I have two other ones. One is Scrooge from 1970. This is the Albert Finney version.
Whoa, I haven't
it's
seen
a
that
musical.
One.
Hmm. A lot of people haven't seen it. That's why I kind of want to turn people onto it. It's a classic, in my opinion. And I don't like musicals, and I love this movie. It's just like 2 hours long.
Right.
And you kind of put it on, like, you know, at the end of the either end of Christmas night or Christmas Eve or something. And it's just, it's done really, really well. I mean, the cinematography is beautiful.
Is there something where they can't call things a Christmas story? Because the Charles Dickens book is a Christmas story.
Right.
It's not Scrooge.
Right, right.
Right. Scrooge is just a character. But every TV show and everything calls it Scrooge.
I think there's a couple that are Christmas story.
Isn't Charles Dickens a Christmas Carol?
No, it's a Christmas Carol. That's right.
You're right. It's a Christmas Carol. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think there are some that call it Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Well, anyways, this one's Scrooge from 1970. We'll give you the IMDb link because it's not in Can I Scream It? I couldn't find it.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Hopefully you can find that. Well, maybe if we have the show, the link will put
I'll
in the show
I'll see if I can find a place to stream it.
So that one's great, and that one has some good memories for me. But
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is Thanksgiving.
Oh, I knew it. See?
Okay, nice. No good.
They played crossed it over that one off.
Yep, cross that one off.
It's a great movie, though. Crossed it on for just watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Crossed it on. also Scrooged with an ED.
Yeah.
I love Scrooged.
Mm-hmm. Bill Murray, amazing.
So good. It would also freak me out when I was a kid when his dead boss comes back for the first time.
That's
the rat crawls out of his head. That one specific scene always freaked me out.
What's the guy's name that he is that in the Charles Dickens story, Scrooge is visited by his old business
Marley.
Partner.
Cratchit. No, Marley. He is
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley. Yeah. That's who it is. Yeah. Jacob Marley, yeah.
Yep.
But then also, isn't that movie where he staples the reindeer, like,
he says
antlers to the mouse or something?
They said they're going to, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't do it.
Here's a great clip of him being mean.
We have spent $40 million on a live TV show. You guys have got an ad with America's favorite old fart reading a book in front of a fireplace. Now, I have to kill all of you.
That's great.
Yeah,
he's funny when he gets mad. Bill Murray just being
this
mad.
This is great because he's just a jerk like almost the entire movie, an unbelievable jerk.
Hey, he stays a jerk for a long, like even near like the middle to the end, you're like, he should be, nope, he's still mad and angry at everybody.
When the transformation happens, it really, really shows.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the Charles Dickens story. He's, you know, Scrooge is a jerk all the way until the Ghost of Christmas Future where he sees his grave and he's like, oh. Right.
Which I don't know if that's the best message then,
right? Yeah, Charles Dickens is basically telling people fear is the way to teach people.
Sure.
No,
that's right.
It's like all that learning before, nah.
You're going to die alone.
And you're like, oh, snap.
Yep.
Also with the comedy theme is Trading Places.
Yeah.
Because that took place at Christmas. And also at some point, Dan Aykroyd is wearing a Santa suit like for a while.
Oh, he's
a dirty one.
And he bites into his beard. Yeah, he's
before
the first
bad Santa. He's like all drunk and he's like falling apart and everything.
Oh, you feel so bad for him, but you're like, oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people haven't seen this one because it's a little, it's what?
Don't say how many
80,
years older.
Maybe or something? I don't know. It's
80 something.
It's older than
I don't even think
what,
it's
Trading Places?
Something. I think it's
Trading
Places. 80 maybe.
What?
I think it's maybe just 1980.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty early. A lot of people haven't seen this. So this is Eddie Murphy at his peak and Dan Aykroyd. Eddie Murphy is a guy.
83.
Excellent.
Is it post Beverly Hills Cop or pre?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think it. Because
his peak would be Beverly Hills Cop, I
think
it's
got to be 84.
I think Beverly Hills Cop is after. You're right. Yeah, he's young. He's younger.
Oh, it's got to be after. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, it's Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, and Eddie Murphy's like a street vagrant type, and the these executives from Wall Street trading company and stuff basically have a bet for $1 that they can
So
it's like a social experiment where they're going to like plant drugs and stuff and make Dan Aykroyd like kick him out and see if they can ruin his life and turn him into like Eddie Murphy
to trade places.
See if they can bring Eddie Murphy up and make him a successful trader guy and stuff. I have a great clip of near the end when he the false realization they always stick in these movies.
It was just a bad dream. Good morning, sir. Merry Christmas. Coleman, I've had the most absurd nightmare. I was poor and no one liked me.
I lost my job. I lost my house. Penelope hated me. And it was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Which, of course, then he turns and sees Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That scene right is so fantastic. Because you love seeing Dan Aykroyd, like, poor and destitute when he gets it, too, because he's such a douche in the beginning of it.
Yeah, he's such a snob. He plays both sides of that real well. And that's just a great – there's a little bit of a caper movie in there and everything. Yeah, totally. And it all takes place around Christmas. Yeah. It's really great.
And wait, Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
Yep. Yeah, she plays the prostitute with the heart of gold.
That's right. It's Pretty Woman, Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Kind of. Yep. And then before we leave the movies, we have Bad Santa. We kind of referred to it earlier.
Referred to that a little bit. That's one that I never saw until way after it came out, and everybody was...
Yeah, me too.
Because it looked terrible. Same they here, had bad commercials and stuff like that, and then everybody's like, no, you got to watch that. That's funny.
It's funny.
It's a very Bad News Bears kind of movie, where there's just a despicable guy, and he's kind of just despicable the whole time. But you like watching him. He's funny.
Yeah.
When you just said Bad News Bears, I just thought of... oh, man, no one's going to know this movie. I think is it Bustin' Loose? Richard Pryor? I believe it is. Where they have all the kids and they go on the school bus?
Uh-huh.
The listeners will tell me if I'm wrong or not. Man, that's good. Okay, anyways. Let's talk about other video on the internet.
Whoa, what? Have we hit Peanuts Christmas? And have we hit...
I don't know if you would have just stuff on the notes.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't see any...
You do that. Nightmare Before Christmas is one of those movies that... I mean, we mentioned it on the Halloween podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm supposed to watch that one.
Yeah, it's a Christmas. Time.
Is it a Halloween movie or
year-round,
yeah,
actually. Year-round.
I feel like that's a Halloween movie.
Are you sure?
I really do.
It's a pretty Christmassy movie. Oogie Boogie Man Christmas.
Yeah.
Like he goes to Christmas Town and brings stuff back.
Yeah, they take Santa.
The whole thing is Tim Burton.
Takes Santa.
But it's all Tim Burton, so Tim Burton is Halloween.
Well, he just is the living embodiment of Halloween.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Okay, so definitely that is on a list. Oh, we're not doing like the
it's
top.
It's on a list.
We're not doing all of them.
Because it could be a million.
You want to do Peanuts Christmas?
Do you want to
add those? So like, I don't have a lot of like Christmas media memories, but it's always the traditional carols and like the Peanuts Christmas special, and then it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
I have to admit, whenever I hear that Christmas melody from Peanuts Christmas,
just get that album, the Vince Guaraldi trio thing.
Yeah,
you can just leave that on repeat all day, and it's
we
awesome.
Should all just do that, like all like kind of rock at the same time, and then
we just form a choir.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not do that. Let's talk about some other web videos.
Okay, yeah. You had one that you well, there's a classic that
this is a classic. I got to bring this up, and I have a comparison clip here that's good. There's this video from...
Again, 70s, probably.
70s, maybe, where David Bowie goes over to his friend's house and Bing Crosby's there, and David Bowie and Bing Crosby sing a duet of Little Drummer Boy. And it's a super cheesy, like, little TV special thing with them doing bad acting and awkward camera cuts and stuff like that. Like, here's the setup. This is a little long, but it's worth it.
You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
You're the one who sings. Basically what that is the changing of the guard, I think. They did it kind of cheesy on TV, but it was like Bing Crosby, older Bing Crosby, David Bowie.
Well,
you're
David,
like
David Bowie did it just because I read a little bit about it, and he did it just because his sister or mother-in-law or something was just a super Bing Crosby fan.
Mm.
And he just wanted to like do something, and he doesn't mind Bing Crosby or anything.
But it did feel like that way because it felt like the old style and the new style. Because when you hear that duet, it's pretty damn good.
That's the whole point.
And it's like doo, 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 and then his
there's
version.
More of that little riff where you know you're the one who sings right and right or wrong, sing either way and all that. And he talks about do you like modern music and all that.
Exactly. Bit. See, yeah.
But I bring this up because one, it's fun to watch that. And it's super cheesy and it's a good duet. But also because on Funny or Die, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly remade this.
Yeah.
And they didn't do a comedy version of it.
Which they could have easily done.
It'd be so easy to make fun of it. And what they did is, as best as they could, they just shot for shot, word for word, did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Now, the difference, though, is
the entire thing.
Like I was trying to say earlier when we were talking about it, I think it's because Will Ferrell's Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's John C. Reilly. So even when they're trying to do it, you can still laugh because you're like, well, he's trying to sing. And you heard Will Ferrell sing. He can pull it off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you're like, you're still like smiling out of the corner of your mouth, like, this is still hilarious somehow.
They're even trying they're their best serious. To do their best impressions.
Yeah.
Here's the comparison. Here's that same clip with
those guys. Side by side.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I was the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
So Percival lets me use the piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in. Go ahead. Come on in.
Same thing. Same camera angles.
Yeah.
Which one's which? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So the first one was... Okay, I got it. Yeah.
That's totally worth watching. And it's funny just because... The first one was so cheesy, and to see them remake this completely cheesy thing, and you keep waiting for the punchline, and it's kind of funny because it kind of never comes.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like we talked about Steve Martin, where like he talked about, you know, the audience knowing when they should laugh, you know, and things that awkward humor makes it more difficult. You don't know when the release point is. There's no release point for that. You're just like,
you just keep waiting.
And now I've just finished watching Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly do that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it doesn't even end with like a surprise funny just totally exactly like the old one.
If you want to actually have like release, you know, when to laugh kind of thing, you should go to Hulu / Hulu Plus and watch Saturday Night Live. They have a playlist of every Christmas clip you can think of,
right?
Because we were talking about this on a podcast earlier. Hulu recently did it where they have every single episode of every single season,
right? Mm-hmm.
So those go back all the way.
Yep.
And they're incredible.
They just did a TV show where they did their Christmas.
Yeah, but they're always limited to the same ones like every year, it seems like.
Seems like.
It feels like this, when you just go to Hulu, you just can pick which ones you want.
You can make your own playlist.
I had to get a bit of one of my favorites here.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake.
Oh, so good.
But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls are funny.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Isn't it funny how just a simple word like that can just...
Sweaty balls, that skin was so popular, it's now a Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Is it really? Yeah. Sweaty balls?
It's a fantastic flavor, too.
It is. Oh,
so Alex, what you're saying is you love sweaty balls.
I love
sweaty balls.
We could totally recreate that right here. We have the headphones and everything.
I know.
So, Alex, hi.
Hi, Carlos. Thanks for having me here at the Splendid Table.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being on the Tech High Plays.
Too much
podcast.
Energy in your guys' voices.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll take it down a notch.
Sorry.
So I heard you liked some sweaty balls recently. What was that like?
Absolutely. Sweaty balls are divine.
It's hard to do that. It's hard to do that style.
It's hard not to crack up.
It is. It is. I think the best part about that skit is just how long they hold it for. Yeah. You know,
that's true. I mean, we just couldn't do 1 minute or 30 seconds.
Appreciation. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You wonder how long they had to rehearse.
Yeah,
that's true.
What else do we have for the other video? Is that it?
That's about it for our other video. We're running long on time.
Okay,
but let's quickly run down our choices for our podcast playlist.
Yeah, and we'll do this.
Play this playlist.
Playlist, playlist. Wow, we should not.
Yeah, that's hard to say.
How about the Groove Shark playlist of Christmas songs from Tech Hive's Play This podcast?
Yeah.
Is that much easier?
Yeah, that's so much easier. Right. Smooth. Rolls right
off. So these are brought to you by Jason Carlos. Jason Carlos.
Jason Carlos.
Cross. And Carlos Rodella, because Alex Warrow didn't put
it in. What do you want me to say? Carol of the Bells.
We're going to get...
Carol of the Bells.
Wait, put which one? In. Who's Carol of the Bells?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
We're gonna make Alex add a couple things.
Yeah, both of you guys are going to add a couple songs. Right, so think about it.
I just have to add one.
All right. Wait, do you know? I'll write it down.
DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, okay.
Oh. Took mine.
Done by the late DMX. No, I'm just kidding. He's not dead yet.
I was going to say.
Breaking.
At first, I haven't heard about him for a long time. Yeah. And then I didn't know if he was dead because I didn't know.
Well, if we're not, I'm taking this from Louis C.K., but if we're not looking at him now, he may be dead.
It's true. You never know.
You never know.
For sure.
Anyone out of this room and not in our immediate sight might be dead.
A little bit older. I'm going to go with Christmas and Hollis from Run DMC.
Yep.
Nice.
Classic.
Classic. And the music video is classic, too.
Yes.
So, like, there's a control panel.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to pick the Christmas song by the Ravenettes. You guys know the Ravenettes? They're so good.
Nope.
Okay, Alex.
They're like the Ravens, but smaller.
Oh.
Yeah.
Travel size. Perfect.
It's just a great song. It's a little bit harder to find, but I found it on Groove Shark. So, the Christmas song.
This one's all right. This one's kind of a gimme. It's, or you all know it.
Here comes Hanukkah.
Yeah,
you gotta
it's
pick
not
that.
Just you gotta have that because there's not the whole point of the song
holiday songs
there
yes.
aren't any other Hanukkah songs
yes.
There's actually three of those now because that was popular, and as he kept touring doing comedy tours, he did versions 2 and 3, which are the exact same song, just different lists of Jewish people.
Nice.
Because the song, it's just here's a list of Jewish people. Well, it's a different list of Jewish people. That's all it is.
That's awesome.
There's 2 and 3. So we got all three of those in there.
Another one that is good, which is kind of a classic, is Merry Christmas, in parentheses, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones.
Yep.
Nice.
And people know that song, but they don't really
think
of it as a Christmas song, really.
I was looking it up, and I'm not sure if it's all the Ramones. I think it's just Joey Ramone.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, because he did it like as a single or something.
Yeah, I think he did it like as a side.
Either way, it sounds like the Ramones. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Obviously, yeah.
And then also I had Leona Ness. Not many people know her, but she has a song just called Christmas, which is really kind of, you know, peaceful and nice for when it's snowing out. Not for people in California, but...
it never snows here.
And then you had, of course, the classic Santa Claus is Coming to Town by...
The Springsteen version.
Yeah.
It's the only good version.
Yeah.
And I think there's only a live recording of that.
I think because that's how I hear it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only one worth listening to.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know who Springsteen is.
Oh, do you know that? Do you know
I
that
know
song?
The song Santa
I know
Claus
Born
is Coming to
Run.
Town.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, okay.
His version's the only good one.
I've never heard the boss sing it, but I'm down.
Yeah, that's the good
he
one.
He only sings it live.
Don't give me that look. It's only so many hours in the day.
He called him the boss. We're going to forgive it.
Okay. And then I also had Jimmy Eat World has a version of Last Christmas that I always listen to every year for some reason.
I've definitely heard that several times.
You know what? I listened to that, and I'm not sure I like it better than the Wham version.
Wham version?
Wham? That's the original.
As in George Michael?
Yeah.
That's the original?
Yeah.
What?
Am I thinking of somebody else's?
I like it better than the Wham version, honestly.
Well, I don't think I've heard the Wham version.
I've never heard Wham, so I'm going to go.
What?
And we come back.
Faith or any of those
All right.
songs?
Well,
That's just George Michael.
I have heard Jimmy Eat World sing Last Christmas.
Okay, well, that's good.
And that's a pretty good song.
And then I have a couple more here. I picked Winter Wonderland by Phantom Planet, which is a fun song. It's a fun Christmas song.
Yeah. Mm.
Candy Cane Children is from the White Stripes. They did this kind of Christmas EP they gave their fans, but now it's available everywhere.
Yeah, they've always called their fans Candy Cane Children.
Because they're red and white.
Yeah, because of the whole red and white thing.
So that's a good song.
That one's hard to find, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a B-side from an international early
album. Well, from the Christmas thing. They did a Christmas package for the fans.
Hmm.
And then also, just recently I heard Last Christmas done by Florence and the Machine.
Ooh.
And it was live, and I had like chills because she changed the lyrics and stuff. Like she'll sing the main lyrics, and then she'll change them up a little bit.
Okay,
man, it's just super cool.
I have not, I could not find that on any album or anything.
It's now on our playlist.
Well, it's on Groove Shark.
Yeah,
but I don't know that it's been published as part of an album. Or
and it might be newish. I mean, she's not that band isn't very old.
No, she's fairly new.
Or what they are?
No. I'm not a fan of Florence and the Machine.
Oh, you're like, so that's great now, Carlos, but go to the next one because
that's
this
cool,
is
but
not
move on.
For me.
No,
speaking of
kidding.
Christmas albums, Weezer did a whole Christmas album.
They sure
called,
did.
Like Weezer's Christmas or something.
Yep.
But the Christmas song is not on it.
Really?
No.
And that's the one that's on our playlist.
That's the one that's on our playlist, and that's the best one, and it's some weird international only B-side something from some early from the Green album.
Oh.
Some certain international versions of the Green album. It's like a bonus track. And it's not on their Christmas album.
That's weird.
Even though they have a Christmas album of like 5 tracks, which is okay. But
now you can listen to it because it's on our Groove Shark playlist.
Yeah, I get that.
And also, it's kind of sad, of course. You know, it's Rivers Cuomo being, I'm sitting by the tree alone.
Yeah.
and then the other one I had was Christmas Baby Please Come Home version done by Death Cab for Cutie.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Cool. Which I think is
very
good.
Cool. Yeah.
And there's one more. Wait, Just Like Christmas from Low.
Right.
Because Low is good. Oh, and my favorite one on the list. Literally my favorite one. I'm listening to it nonstop. Listen to it 4 times in a row.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Christmas All Summer Long by Deer Tick.
Yep.
Deer Tick's a newer band for you young kids out there. They're the rock and roll music.
Don't look at
that
me.
Is. No, I'm not
Alex
looking
is
at
out making notes right now.
He's like, I'm gonna look up that. Rock music.
Yeah, look up Wham.
What, like a Wham.
What is Deer Tick?
Deer Tick is a popular alternative rock band.
Oh,
And they're kind of like the Coach Trips in a way. You guys know the Coach Trips?
Yeah,
aren't they kind of rockabilly? Or am
yeah, they're just
else?
Fast and like almost like punky rock, fast, fun.
That's cool.
Oh, and to have like it's like they're just like have fun all Christmas all the time.
I like it.
Yeah. Like the theme of our podcast, all Christmas, all the time.
All Christmas, all the time.
So that's it. We might add a couple more because you had, you added
the DMX.
The DMX
I don't think that's on Groove Shark, though, so I'll add
I probably can find it.
You'd be surprised what we can find,
because
there's a
you're
lot
right,
of hard to
right.
find stuff on here.
Yes, there is.
But don't I'll worry. Throw a few more suggestions.
I got a bunch of stuff to add, don't worry.
Do you right now? Oh, later, after
later.
The podcast.
I have to go look up if I can find the Jackson 5 Christmas album.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, there could be a good one on there.
Yeah.
So that's
I know there's some good stuff on there.
Do it for the Christmas stuff? I mean, we could talk Christmas all the time.
Sure.
Because that's what the name of this podcast is.
But it's getting hot in here.
It is really
hot.
It's
not very Christmassy.
Now, you can't
that's
hear
not
that.
That's very Christmassy.
Wait, what is that?
That's the Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
Howdy ho. You smell so nice and flowery.
That's pretty good, actually. We want to thank our special guest, Cesar Quintero from Area 5.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's very good. So what's your...
Go watch my movie, Jingle All the Way.
No, you don't have a movie like
I'm just
that.
Just kidding.
But we should have done this the whole podcast.
This is how you should talk all the time.
What is the what is the thing you wanted to promote that when we were talking the other day? Wow, it just
Wait,
changed.
What?
So I can't even
Did
understand
he become
myself.
English?
I was like, listen.
Listen, governor.
Hey, governor. What did you want to remember? You were talking about something new you're doing.
Well, there's the TEDx videos.
The TEDx videos.
Which are just out. Watch those in 2D or 3D, whichever way you can. There is the Street Fighter 25th anniversary documentary.
Dose.
Out now. There is the videos we continually do for for Call of Duty Elite. So if you're not on that, get on it. It's free now. So.
I just go to area5.tv.
Area5.tv is our website. It's currently under construction, which is lame. But we like literally just switched hosts, so we're swapping out.
Does it have one of those
it might
little?
Be up by the time
it has. It has. Yeah, it might be up. It's true. It has a placeholder thing on there.
Oh,
right
remember those little? Was it a little sign with
the
guy digging?
Now under construction.
It's
hard
in our dust.
From every website of the 90s. And
yeah, it's like every GeoCities and Angel Fire site.
Oh, Angel Fire.
Yeah, you remember those?
Now that again, we're old
memories.
So yeah. Follow us at Area 5 Twitter. My Twitter name is Cesar Quintero.
I'm just going to ask you that. There you go.
And then our website, once again, area5.tv.
Yep.
Excellent.
And Mr. DJ A-Dubs, what's your Twitter again?
Oh, man. It's A-W-A-W-R-O.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got it.
Follow me for no news about Christmas.
Follow him for if you're a fan of Wham.
If you
just tweet him all the information,
send me hate mail.
You need to let Alex know about Wham on Twitter.
If you want
to
know about homebrewing wine or fishing for sharks or playing Hotline Miami, follow me on Twitter.
Or for some reason, I envision whittling, but I don't know why. Just
that's coming next year, 2013.
By the way, I'm playing Hotline Miami a lot more now, and I'm like,
isn't it so?
Oh, it's so
good.
And the soundtrack is so. I do mention this. I need to mention this.
The soundtrack is good.
The soundtrack I downloaded. You can actually buy the 4-song EP.
Yep.
And I just gave them a bunch of money. I'm like, you guys are super cool. This is good music. I listen to it all the time on the BART now.
Yeah.
It's just super cool.
I listen to it while killing people all the time.
Yeah. I do that. Either killing people.
It's actually perfect for that.
Or the BART.
Yeah.
Or killing people on the BART.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
See, after playing that game, I couldn't listen to the soundtrack outside of the game, or put me in a weird mental space.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, I can't be around people right now.
First song though, I forgot what it's called. No, that creepy one. No, I don't mean that one. Then
I call that the killing music because like that's when I get back to my apartment. I'm all in my head. I'm like, oh, I gotta kill again. What's going on?
Wait, that happens every night?
No. Okay. In the game, you know.
Yeah,
I mean that happens in real life too, but especially in the game.
But one of the songs from that soundtrack is like the soundtrack of Drive. It's just kind of a murky.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're driving. Like,
totally.
And I'm on the BART at night. It's like totally fits.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
So go download that EP. I think you can get to the EP through Steam. Mm-hmm. Or to the website for Hotline Miami, but
it's they're all on Bandcamp too.
Bandcamp,
yep.
So good. Jason Cross, what's your Twitter?
Jason Cross 00.
That's your Twitter.
Yep.
And we have an email, entertainment@techhive.com. And if you email us, what do they have to email us to get this Wiggum?
Just I don't remember anything.
Just email something.
Yeah.
Are you giving that away?
Anything.
And then I will get we're gonna pick somebody from the people who email us soon. And they're going to get Ralph Wiggum.
You can email us things to print out or suggestions or something to put on the wall here for the video clips and stuff in the podcast room.
Yeah, the walls are kind of bare. You can put stuff up.
Or email a Ralph Wiggum, and we'll send you a Ralph Wiggum.
Oh, that's wow. Right. That'd be a fair trade.
Trade Ralph Wiggums.
And we wouldn't know the difference. He'd be like, this one came from a fan. Looks the same.
Maybe it won't look the
same. It's
like
trading
places,
keep
getting different
Ralph.
Right?
Like if you just get the same amount of money and the same... Anyway.
And I know we're totally over time, but I guess we'll do it for another podcast. We'll bring you back on. But I want to talk more about Game Center CX sometime.
Oh,
yeah.
We both have that love.
You were
watching it
this morning.
I was watching it this morning.
Isn't it?
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
So real quick, let them know that you guys used to watch it a long time ago.
Well, actually, the funny thing is the person who introduced all of the 1UP, well, most of the 1UP crew that I hung out with was actually GamePro's old Ray Barnhold, actually.
Oh, Ray,
yeah. Scroll fame and, you know, 1UP and GamePro fame. He was the one that actually would bring in, like, the early on, the imports and the translations, and we'd all sit around and watch them. And a lot of us hadn't seen it before, so we were like, what is this? This is magic.
And it's been going on for years.
And it's been going on for years.
And, oh, by the way, I so want to meet him. We need to get a hold
Ray,
of him.
Ray Barnhold?
No, no, not Ray.
No, the guy
No, Arena, Arena, whatever his name is.
All right.
Arena.
Yeah, yeah, so Ray met him, and in fact, he bought a replica outfit. He has the entire blue jumpsuit.
Nice.
Damn. It's really impressive.
Another podcast.
It is. You're like, Jason's like, and the time.
I know.
That's it.
It's not very Christmassy.
Wait, Carlos, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, I'm on the internet, too. I'm Onawa, O-N-A-W-A, or just carlosrodella.com.
Nice.
I have a website.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Squarespace.
Ding! Yo, I just want to say, one of the reasons I got into journalism and enthusiast journalism in consumer space is 1UP. And
really?
1UP's media strategy.
Yep.
The podcast and the video.
Yep.
And you guys were an integral part of that. So,
oh, there's a little bit of love going on in the room.
You guys did an incredible job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I moved out here essentially to do the same stuff that Revision 3 and 1UP was doing. So,
yeah.
Love coming Cesar's way. And that's enough of that.
All right.
End of podcast. Hit the button.
Bye.